Today is Friday, August 14th, 2026, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life weekly, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Navajo Code Talkers Day. It's also National Kool-Aid Days. I don't know what that means. Oh, because it's the week of Kool-Aid. So we only have... It's also National Creamsicle Day. But you know, they've added months. And so I find this interesting. But we already went over these, so there's nothing new. But I may have to add a what month is it at the beginning of every month. For the week, it's Kool-Aid week. So there you go. What did the Kool-Aid man say when he used to... Do you guys remember the Kool-Aid man? And he used to jump through a brick wall. I remember the Kool-Aid man. But I keep thinking, they're great. But that's not... That's Tony from Frosted Flakes. Tony the Tiger. So it's not the same person at all. But the Kool-Aid man had some... Did he just say, oh yeah, or something? What did he say? You guys, call in. I know you're thinking it right now. There are tons of you who are thinking it right now. And you want to call in and give me the theme. What did the Kool-Aid man say in those commercials? You now have homework, just like my therapist gives me homework. Oh shit, I forgot. I have therapy. It is Thursday, and I have therapy. And I'm in the middle of recording, but it doesn't matter. She is always late, so there is no way she's going to be on time. I'm going to finish doing this. Maybe I'll just, you know what? Maybe I will send her a little email. I will send her a little email. I'll say 5 minutes late. I'll be 5 to 10 minutes late. There we go. You guys, I forgot that I have therapy. But then I brought it up, and then I'm like, oh yeah, I have therapy. Shit. Because after I recorded this, I was going to go. I'm so glad that I remembered, because I was just going to go to the grocery store. I have to cook something for throwing down, and I have to cook it today because I'm a procrastinator. Joe and I are both procrastinators, and we do this thing where we have homework. And there we go, homework again, but, you know, therapist. But why we do this thing where we have homework and we have to cook a dish for every single episode that we record, I do not know. Like, I don't know why we do that. We both love to cook, but when you give us a task and you say, oh, you have to cook this specific recipe, and by the way, it has to be done in time for this episode recording. When that happens, then for some reason, Joe and I both go into procrastinate mode. And so the day before we're supposed to record an episode, either I'll message him and say, hey, have you cooked the meal yet? I haven't cooked the dish yet. And so then I'll be like, hey, can we push the recording day a couple of days? And then I haven't even gotten the grocery. When I go to the grocery store and get groceries for the week, or when I order delivery or whatever the case may be, whatever I do, why do I not just go ahead and get the ingredients for the throwing down dish? I don't know. Because I'm like, I have a routine that I go through when I'm getting groceries, and we pretty much get the same things every week. I swap out the meat, the protein occasionally, and we might have a different protein or something like that. But for the most part, I'm going to the same aisles. I'm getting the same stuff. And this throwing down dish adds different aisles, it adds different, sometimes different stores completely. Sometimes there are ingredients that are not even at my store. So anyway, I have the throwing down dish. And so I was just going to go to the grocery store. My therapist would have been like, hello? She's always 10 to 15 minutes late. So me being late will be no problem at all. I'll probably show up around the time she was going to show up anyway. So it's not, it's as if it's work. One thing about doing telemedicine is when you go to the doctor's office, you're sitting in a waiting room there. And you could say maybe this is better with telemedicine. But when you go to the doctor's office, you know, you're people watching, there are magazines, you probably don't want to touch them because sick people have been touching them, but still, there are magazines, there are things to look at, whatever. You're sitting in a waiting room, which is designed to wait, you know, and now people are, you know, have their phones and they're watching something or whatever. When you do telehealth and you do like therapy, you're just sitting there staring at your computer, waiting on your therapy. And I'm literally, I could be talking to ChatGPT or I could be doing something, but most of the time I'm just sitting there staring, I don't know. Anyway, what have I been doing? Not much. I've been working on I feel like all I've been working on is this product for podcasting that I can't really, you know, it's, I can talk about it to you guys, but since a lot of you guys are not podcasters, then I don't know if you find it, you know, if you find it to be something that's interesting. But I've been working on that still a lot. I'm trying to get the layout correct. I was having a conversation with Daniel where we were talking about it being too vertically challenged. It tries to stack everything vertically instead of horizontally. And so things bleed off of the page and you end up having to scroll. Anyway, so boring topic, but I've been struggling with this, going back and forth on different layouts and stuff like that. And so I've been working on that, but I came up with a really good idea. Well, I think it's a really good idea. People may hate my crafts now that I'm giving away. Like when I went to see Daniel, I gave him some steak coasters for Florida, some Florida steak coasters. And, you know, he's probably thinking, oh, I wish Adam would stop giving me these knickknacks. And I'm not giving him, because I've already given him knickknacks. I'm not giving him anything, really. It's not his birthday. It's, you know, he did get a new job. I guess I should give him something because he did just get a new job, but I wasn't planning on giving him anything. now I'm thinking, oh, maybe I do need to give Daniel something. Anyway, Daniel, maybe you are going to get some homemade crap. Who knows? But for the Pod is My Co-Pilot hosts, because I'm going to see Taylor and Rodan. Taffy has moved, apparently, but I'm going to see Taylor and Rodan. And so I came up with a cool gift idea. And so I'm working on, it involves both UV printing and 3D printing. So I'm going to be taking my gifts and I'm going to do, Big Fatty is also getting a gift, which is also taking 3D printing and UV printing. That's all I'm going to say. I have been working on that for the past couple of days. I printed everything yesterday. I UV printed everything yesterday that I was UV printing. And now I'm doing the 3D printing today. And everything will be done. Everything will be done today. And I'll wrap everything up so that it doesn't get damaged on the trip. And yeah, and then we'll, I don't know, the items that I'm making, Because for the UV printing, you're printing on something, right? And so they come in individual wrappers. I don't know if I should rewrap all of this so it doesn't get damaged or scratched or anything on the trip. But yeah, there's a little gift. And Fatty, I know at least, for one, I know Fatty listens to this. He listens to this daily crap fest. And I think he stays pretty caught up. So he's going to know, if I give too much information, he's going to know what his gift is. All right, let's do day. Oh, this is the other thing. I'm not going to have time to go over Cruise Day 6 today because I'm just running my mouth. But I had to say this about poor Big Fatty. He turned 70 this week. And he already has forgotten how to post his show. I was looking for my daily Big Fatty when I got up this morning, because I still start my day with Big Fatty Online. He should clip that. I start my day with Big Fatty Online. How do you start your day? So anyway, I usually do that, and I looked and there was nothing there this morning. And then I thought, and I was going to get my breakfast at McDonald's, and I thought, let me just look on his website. And sure enough, there it was on his website, but nothing posted to the feed. Poor Big Fatty. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.